This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government today launched a national campaign, Bal Vivaha Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage-free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner. During the event, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi also unveiled the Child Marriage Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand tomorrow. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function organized at Morabadi Maidan in Ranchi. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Hemant Soren said he has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah along with leaders of India Bloc for the ceremony. In the 81-member assembly, India Bloc secured 56 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged youngsters to take part in quiz which can ensure them to be a part of the historic Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Viksit Bharat Challenge is a four-stage competition which invites young people to participate and contribute ideas. The challenge kicks off with an all-India digital quiz competition from the 25th of November to the 5th of next month. This competition is open to all individuals aged between 15 to 29. In Uttar Pradesh, five doctors from Saifai Medical College, Itawa, were killed in a road accident on the Agra-Lucknow expressway in Kannauj during the early hours today. The incident occurred when their vehicle collided with a truck on the expressway. The doctors were returning after attending a colleague's wedding celebration in Lucknow. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath expressed his condolences and directed the officials to assess the situation. The air quality in the national capital Delhi remains in the very poor category with an average air quality index AQI of 302 as of 8 p.m. this evening. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in several areas of the city continues to fall in the very poor category. Delhi's Vivek Vihar was recorded at 325, Anand Vihar at 320, Bhavana at 343, Ashok Vihar at 320, Alipur at 310, and Arkepuram recorded an AQI of 302. The India Meteorological Department today said that a deep depression is centered over the southwest Bay of Bengal near the North Sri Lanka coast. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over coastal areas of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Andhra Pradesh till Saturday. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, the Director General of IMD, Mrityunjay Mohapatra, said that the depression is moving towards the north-northwest and expected to intensify into a cyclonic storm by tonight. The cyclonic storm is anticipated to reach near the North Tamil Nadu coast around Saturday morning. India has welcomed the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said India has always called for de-escalation, restraint and return to the path of dialogue and diplomacy. It hoped that these developments will lead to peace and stability in the wider region. Central government has completed the fourth tranche of the e-auction of critical and strategic mineral blocks. In a statement, Ministry of Mines said the 10 mineral blocks which have been e-auctioned are located in Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Jharkhand, Maharashtra and Arunachal Pradesh. India's pace bowler Jasprit Bumrah reclaimed the number one spot in the International Cricket Council ICC rankings for men's test bowlers. Bumrah dethroned South Africa's Kagiso Rabada match-winning performance in the first test against Australia in Perth helped him to get the top rank. He picked up 8 wickets in this match. Indian Grandmaster Gukesh Dumaraju posted a win over Ling Drilin of China in the third game of the World Chess Championship in Singapore today to tie up the 14-match final series at 1.5 points each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.